Everything about Hawaii invites the photographer, from the quality of the light to the variety of subjects it offers. And each new generation finds new ways to shoot it. You can trace the way perceptions are shifting through the annual exhibit Contemporary Photography in Hawaii 2016, which brings together dozens of points of view. The show has just opened, and David Ulrich is here to tell us what to expect. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
All right. The obvious temptation for the photographer in Hawaii is the beauty shot, right?
Well, one of the things that really interests me about this show mm-hmm. is I've been looking at it now for the 8 years that we've been producing it, mm-hmm. and I'm seeing a difference between what I would call the pictorial image, mm-hmm. where people are looking at beauty, they're looking at the prettiness of Hawaii, mm-hmm. compared to photographs that have meaning and substance and are dealing with what I would call substantial issues. And what I'm seeing is a trend. This particular show has a lot more images that I think have substance and meaning. Mm-hmm. And even the field of entries from which we chose the show, there were far fewer sunsets and palm trees.
Well, in a lot of ways, that's a relief. And it also makes me think that as far as sunsets and palm trees, there aren't that many places left to go.
There aren't that many places left to go. And
for
don't
the
get
photographer,
me wrong.
Right?
Right. I think that everyone uses a camera to document the moments that are important to them. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, includes sunsets and the environment in which that they're in. But the camera can also be used as a powerful artistic or documentary tool. And sure. what we're trying to do is to support the photographic community in Hawaii that is using a camera for what I would call the dealing with issues that have meaning and substance.
How do you do that? I mean, what's an example of that, David?
Well, when you look at the show, you're going to see a wide variety of visions, and you're going to see a number of people that are working in a documentary format. And those people are focusing on many things that are important in Hawaii, like family or mm-hmm. neighborhoods mm-hmm. or the changing environment. One of the photographs in the show that interests me a great deal is by Allison Best, who's one of our faculty members. And the title of the image is Light Pollution Grid. Hmm. It's 16 squares, a collage of photographs dealing with the air and light pollution that exists around the time of dusk. The photographs are incredibly beautiful, but the paradox is that the subject matter is something that has problematic meaning.
Sure. And when you get to a place where it doesn't have light pollution, you realize how much we, certainly on Oahu, miss at dusk because there's a haze over the horizon.
Right.
You're not
right.
seeing the stars emerging that you would see if you were in a completely pristine rural area.
And the irony is of a beautiful sunset is very often the more beautiful sunsets are caused by pollution.
Yeah. Well, when after the Mount Pinatubo eruption for right. a good year, we had spectacular sunsets because of all the sulfur dioxide in the air, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's pretty interesting to me. The other interesting aspect of the show is we're no longer finding a sharp division between what I'm going to call professional cameras and cell phone cameras.
Yeah.
When you look at the show, you're not going to be able to tell the difference between an image that may be made with a cell phone and an image made with a digital SLR camera. Mm-hmm. So we're finding that the quality of the cameras that people carry in their pockets every day is getting much better. And we're finding that people are using those cameras as a sketching device to sketch out ideas that I think is really helping their vision and ultimately helping the kind of work that we're seeing in the community.
There's clearly a great deal to be gained by that, David. What is lost by that?
Well, in 1889 or something like that, Kodak put out a little box and you press the button, we do the rest. And the whole question of the snapshot or reflexive photography where you're photographing something that you respond to in your immediate environment,
yeah.
I think is a wonderful thing for the vernacular of one's life and of American life.
Mm-hmm.
I think the danger is are you still attending to the world itself, or are you walking around taking selfies and photographing your food?
Mm-hmm.
For me, one of the things as a photography teacher, I would have to say, look up is the new slogan. I was teaching a group the other day, and we were looking at photographs of students in the woods looking at their cell phones, and I asked the students, I said, what do you find more interesting? Is it nature, or is it what's on your phone? And they said with a very straight face, well, of course, it's what's on our phone. So to me, the danger is getting too absorbed in this miniature 4-inch screen.
Yeah, so much is clearly lost for that. I was just thinking how horrified Ansel Adams would have been to hear something like that. But, you know, the whole idea of finding, I mean, especially in Hawaii, the beauty of nature is laid right out there. You can get it with a point-and-shoot camera. Just walk to the beach, point it outward as the sun is going down. What's to know? But the photographer who selects and manipulates images using the tools that a camera gives you, I'm talking about exposure length, lens aperture, type of film stock or type of color, temperature in a digital realm. You know, those are all ways that you can select something in an image and kind of make the selection that, to me, is a sort of a degree deeper into the art of photography.
Yes. I mean, that is absolutely the art and skill of photography. We need to learn to see how a camera sees.
Yeah.
Once you learn the choices you can make and how to control those choices, you're not just reflecting the world. You're creating the world in a sense. You're mm-hmm. creating an image that is an experience unto itself for the viewer. So, yes, I think that even though photography has become much easier, the level of skill, the level of attention required to become good at it hasn't really changed. And I think that there's an intimate relationship between the technical side and the visual side, because as you're looking and as you're seeing, you're constantly surveying your brain, making choices.
Yeah. Yeah, what's my shutter speed going to be? How much depth of field do I want? What lens shall I use? That's the thing. I think we both feel the same way. We don't want to see that lost, right?
Right, exactly. You know, my brother was a pure math major in college, and at an ice cream store he once said, every time you get an ice cream sundae, you're choosing one of 65,000 possible combinations. It's the same every time you make a photograph. You're choosing one of any number of possible combinations.
I'm going to remember that analogy. Thanks so much, David.
You're welcome.
David Orrick is one of the curators of the exhibit Contemporary Photography in Hawaii 2016, the 8th annual survey exhibition sponsored by Pacific New Media at the University of Hawaii, Manoa. It runs until April 9th at the Arts at Mark's Garage in downtown Honolulu.